إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that the Hajj is the epitome of Islam. It is the most powerful symbol of Islam, because Islam means a Muslim is the one who submits. Islam is the meaning of submission, and submission is to respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, when his Rabb said to him, submit, he said, I submit to Rabbul Alameen. So, the essence of Islam is submission. The essence of Islam is to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what the Haji does. When the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given for Hajj, the Haji responds and says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He says, O Allah, I am here. I am present, O my Allah, I am present. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. I am present, there is no one worthy of worship except you, there is no partner, you have no partners, I am present. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. All praise and thanks to you, and all blessing and glory and majesty to you, and all sovereignty is yours. La sharika lak. And there is no partner in your being worthy of worship, and in your sovereignty, and in your power and glory. So this is the response of the Haji, that he responds. Ibrahim alayhi salam responded when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to construct his house. He constructed the house, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made that the symbol of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the symbol of Islam itself. So the Muslim is the one who responds. Now, the most typical and simple response of the Muslim on a daily basis, 5 times a day, is the response of the Muslim to the Adhan. And therefore, it's not just a matter of saying, you say Labbaik when you go for Hajj. What do you do when the Muazzin is calling Hayyar al-Salah, Hayyar al-Falah? I was saying yesterday in the Jummah that somebody in Australia, I was there recently, and somebody was telling me about the time they used to live in some Muslim country, and they said how wonderful it was, and we used to hear the Azan, the Salatul Fajr Azan, we hear almost for 20 minutes from all the masajids around, we hear the sound of the Azan. So I said, MashaAllah, very nice. And then after that, what did you do? Now, that is the question. What is the good of listening to the Adhan for 20 minutes? After that, you go to sleep. Or even maybe you don't go to sleep. Maybe you pray Fajr in your house. You still don't go to the masjid. The purpose of the Adhan is not to wake you up to pray Fajr in the house. The purpose of the Adhan is to wake you up to go to the masjid to pray Fajr. So the question is, are we responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the most simple, most basic of the calls. And then, of course, there is the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey Him in the whole of our lives. Everything that we do, all that we say, all that we do, how can we be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, of what He wishes, and how can we be aware of our niyyah? And the niyat of the Muslim is to please Allah. There is no other niyat. And that's why Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Riyadhus Salihin, in the introduction chapter, he opens it by saying, describing what is niyat. And he says, al-izharu niyat fi kulli amal wa fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. He said, the izhar, the awareness of the niyat. The awareness of why you are doing something, the awareness of the intention in everything we say, in everything we do, and in all the conditions that we find ourselves in life. Fi kulli ahwal. Al-barizatu wal-khafi, whether any of these are visible and open and allowed, or whether they are hidden. So, condition of the heart, whatever is happening there, are we aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what pleases Allah? And in our business, in our families and so on and so forth, all that we say, all that we do, every single thing. Now imagine if somebody, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable all of us to live our lives on this way, but if somebody can live his life with this awareness, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with me or not? And he carries this awareness in every single thing he does. Now imagine what kind of a beautiful life the person will have. He will have a life which is full of barakah and full of blessing, because he will never do anything which disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will have a life which has the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, inshallah, because of the same thing. Because he is doing it with the intention to please Allah. So therefore the help of Allah has to come. And obviously this niyyah also prevents the person from doing anything which is wrong, because you can't say I'm doing this to please Allah and you are openly doing something which is haram. Yeah, you can't be going to a bank to borrow money on interest and you say I'm doing it to please Allah. No, it cannot please Allah. So the awareness of the niyyah itself is protection from sin. This is the beauty of Islam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said innamal a'malu bin niyyat. The deed is dependent on the intention. Whatever is the reward for the deed is dependent on the intention. Because if the intention is clear, then obviously a person cannot be doing something bad with a good intention. It's a oxymoronic thing. It's obviously not possible. So to have a clear and good intention, and then for the Muslim there is only one intention. Does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And that's why it's very important for us to keep this in mind, that Islam means to respond. Islam means to submit. And the Hajj is a symbol of this submission. And that is not only for restricted to Arafat and to the manasik of Hajj, but it is to be carried forward for all our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live with this awareness and to die with this awareness and to bless us with this awareness that we only need to please Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.